Yo, what's up? This is Nikki.
And this is Josh.
And Theo.
And this is our rendition of the Cell Block Tango.
I can't.
What the hell?
Today is HR Violation Friday. We're just going to talk about everything that's an HR violation. And my very first topic, my very first question is...
This is that downward spiral into, oh man, this podcast isn't going to last.
What you mean?
Here we go, ask a question.
Is it okay to be proud to be white?
Yep, there it is.
You're fired.
HR violation. Is it? Wait, I'm not getting fired this time? Oh, glory to God.
I can't. Don't be talking to him. You don't talk to him any other time? Don't call him now.
100%.
Don't call him now.
95%, damn it.
I'll bring out scripture.
Fine. I'll save that conversation for another day since it's a huge HR violation.
We are not the majority in this building.
So?
It's not safe to have that conversation.
Look, when I make my first $1 million, no, I can't say that because I like my supervisors. So.
Exactly.
I like my supervisors. But at my last job, I said, if we hit the lottery, I'm going to give everybody in this room $1 million. And therefore, everybody has to turn in their 2 weeks' notice at the same time. That was the one stipulation. Boss. I don't know if that's petty on my part, but I mean, I was willing to accept
it. I feel like
it.
It's a little petty.
That's I didn't like that place. That place can burn straight to hell. It can click its heels three
times.
Like
you just rolling up in the McDonald's and be like, I give you $3,000 if you quit your job right now.
Mm-mm. It can pucker up and kiss the juiciest part.
You know what? Juicy? I'm pretty sure if you go into a McDonald's, you might be able to get some people to do that for far less. I'm saying like 500. I think like people will quit that gig for $500.
I give you $1,000 to quit your job.
That's instant. Like... I'm saying 500, you got 50.
But that $1,000 not even going to carry you through the week.
Exactly.
I mean.
But they work at McDonald's. Unless you're a manager. Managers actually make bread. Like, I'm considering actually applying to be a manager at McDonald's. Because I make more than I make
Chick-fil-A. I'd be a manager at Chick-fil-A.
First of all, I've seen what Chick-fil-A managers make. I once again would consider it because I'd make more than I make here. But not by much. And I'd be off on Sundays.
You couldn't pay me enough to be a manager at any fast food restaurant.
Really?
That's your life.
No amount of money.
That's your life, though.
No amount of money. I would not do that to myself.
Why not?
I would burn the place down.
And that just for just people just not knowing how to do their job or just the stress of it?
Everything. Everything. The people, the type of people I have to deal with, the food. Leaving the place smelling like McDonald's, like no.
Okay, I will say my first job was like that because I was a waitress, and my mother would pick me up from work because I was 16 at the time, and she would be like, "Why do you smell like that?" And I was like, "Smell like what?" Because a 16-year-old girl doesn't want to see here, she smells like anything. Other than Bath and Body Works and hormones, but she said, "Why do you smell like that?" I said, "Smell like what?" She said, "Grease." I was like, "I'm tired. I gotta quit." Like, what I'm not going to do is walk out of the ranch house smelling like grease. That's not even about to happen.
My first job was a host at Bob Evans.
You were a host at Bob Evans?
I was 15, 16.
Fruit.
See, my first job, I was an assistant.
Hope Zero.
At the Department of Health and Human Services.
Skittles.
Working on the replies. To Obama for the health reform.
I would stop.
What? Really?
That was my first job.
What?
My first job was assistant, working at the Department of Health and Human Services, responding to letters to the president about health reform.
Wow. About what?
Health reform.
I've never heard of anything more dry.
I mean,
I'm just playing.
It was pretty. No, what was interesting about it was that they had worked for me for about a week, and then for the subsequent 8 weeks that I was there, I didn't really do it.
I remember the server punched me because I kept sitting in her section. She's like, stop sitting people in my section.
She physically assaulted you?
Uh-huh.
Did you physically assault her back?
No, because I don't hit women.
Thanks for the sauce.
True.
Aww.
It's self-defense now, Tom.
I don't think self-defense was a thing back then. As a law-wise, I don't think I don't think it was a thing back then.
Do laws have a change?
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't think there were any amendments, but you know.
Legally it was accepted, maybe not socially.
Hey.
But, Theo, are you that old?
Look, we're not here to talk about my age. Or anybody's age for that matter.
You're like back in my day.
I can't.
I feel like I'm slowly approaching that statement. Slowly.
I actually am approaching that statement. I'm there. I'm there. Like, I've gotten off the ramp. I'm on the exit.
It's like, right, somehow those words are slowly combining into a sentence.
Here we go. Here we go. Do either of you know what TikTok is?
Yes.
I think so.
Hold on. What is TikTok?
Why am I thinking like the joint where you gotta do like the X and O thing, and then you gotta?
It is not Tic Tac Toe.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, you were thinking Tic Tac Toe.
Yeah, there we go. There. I forgot the two part.
You are officially there.
Yeah,
you're officially there.
I'm Which is joking. Weird because I'm older.
Your shoulders are joking. No, they should.
I'm definitely older than you.
Tic Tac is the number one grossing app right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. TikTok's not even that fun though.
It's really not.
It's not that fun.
All right, so fill me in, youngster.
I mean,
TikTok is basically Musical.ly.
Yeah, it's a new version of Musical.ly. But it appeals to a much younger demographic. Like, the top users
which
are like,
it appeals to a demographic that has shit to do.
Yeah.
I don't got shit.
Right. Pretty much what you can do is you either can post on there. Or you can take somebody else's post on there and duplicate it. And duplicate it with your own post to create something.
So it's just basically a melting pot of creativity amongst young people.
Pretty much where nothing is ever new. It's just recycled content.
I would say creativity
over and over again. It makes people feel like they're creative by not actually doing anything.
It's basically an app for Groundhog Day. Like, I've seen this before. They need to call it Deja Vu.
Like, what?
That would be a nice name for it.
Deja Vu, actually, isn't that?
Of course. The millions of apps that's already out there.
Deja Vu, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, so we might as well talk about the topic that I was going to talk about in the car. But,
might as well.
So, last night I went out with the BF. And. Don't talk to me with your hairline looking like that.
What's wrong with my hairline?
You need a haircut.
I'm getting one. Calm down.
Praise God.
Black Kissing Month is over, so I can cut it.
Oh, dear God. Anyway.
BF. Beef.
I was out with him, and it made me realize, is there a right and a wrong way to have a relationship?
Yes.
Yep.
What is that? What does it mean? Because our relationship is based on...
Yours is unique.
I kind of figured mine is unique.
I would say the successful way to do a relationship is where I enjoy spending time with you. You enjoy spending time with me. Let's do that.
But does it matter how you spend that time?
Nah.
Just as long as you enjoy the time that you spend it.
Thelma and Louise had a great relationship. The legality of it and
are you fucking serious right now?
Like, for instance, I would think it'd be wrong, like, if you decided to try to work this out because, like, a baby just got involved. Like, it was initially, like, a one-night stand, but, oh, crap, I'm pregnant. All right, I guess we're in a relationship now.
Let's kill a holiday.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know, you're confusing.
How?
I
mean, that still could be a fruitful relationship. It could be, potentially, but it doesn't mean that it will be.
Well, what I'm saying is it necessary to get in a relationship at all because now all of a sudden there's a baby about to be born into the world?
It depends on whether you want to do that or not.
I don't know. It's just, I feel like...
Because at the end of the day, it's very situational when it comes to relationships. Basically, when it determines what's right or wrong about it. But I think if you can get a solid foundation on... when it comes to understanding what you two want in a relationship, then I think you're going about it the right way.
What needs to be part of that foundation? What exactly is part of that foundation?
Basically what you expect in a relationship from your partner. Yeah.
A standard...
communication, trust, all of that.
Yeah, so okay. Like, for example, if you're in like an open relationship, for that to be successful, both people need to know that they're in an open relationship. Both people need to know when it's not okay.
to approach somebody else
and bring somebody else in the situation.
To bring somebody else in the situation, and if they are going to do that, do like the other person needs to, you know about it? Do they need to accept it? Do they need to okay it before it happens? If you're in a monogamous relationship, you have to be like, you have to set your ground rules to know that you're in a relationship, to build on what we are trusting each other for, and then each day when you live that reality, it should build your trust and build your relationship. You should already enjoy each other's company, which is why you're even in a relationship, period. That's what I would say would be a successful way to do that. Anytime you go around that is when it starts to cause issues, I would say.
I only ask because, let's say I have a friend, right?
You're asking for a friend.
I'm asking for a friend.
Yep. To the template right there.
I'm asking for a friend. Shut the fuck up. Because her relationship started off as a friends with benefits situation. And it essentially, after a blow up, evolved into a relationship. But it's still based on, I mean, I won't say it's based on, what I will say is that it's heavily physical. Heavily.
Still nothing wrong with it.
I don't think there's a problem with that at all.
Really?
Even if it starts off physical, it can still lead to something really great.
But I mean, she don't. I'm just playing. No, seriously, because it's that part always concerns me, because it's heavily
you feel
physical,
like that's all that's going to be there.
Right.
But so at the end of the day, it highly depends on the individuals involved. Because if one person only cares about the physical, then they're not going to give you anything else from them. You see what I'm saying? Because that's all.
If y'all were to not have sex, can y'all relationship still survive?
I don't know.
Well, then there's actually a problem.
That's
because, for example, like me and Tiff's relationship was heavily sexual, but when she had her baby, we can't, you know. I mean, there's other things that we can do, but, you know, she still has to go through that time of feeling or whatever.
And me and my wife, we were more emotional and mental than it was physical.
So maybe, you gotta, I guess the dynamic has to, it depends.
Yeah.
Let's just say it depends, because I don't think there's one recipe for a successful relationship. I mean, no, I think there's, it depends on the relationship. It just depends on the two people, because there are times when we could be in the same room and be completely silent and be perfectly fine. There are very few times where we actually turn on TV. Like, we entertain each other.
But I think where some people go wrong is they get into a relationship ignoring certain red flags about the person. Mm-hmm. And then they get caught up in a situation where, like, oh, I didn't realize this about that person. But, like, no, the signs were there. You just ignored it because of X, Y, and Z.
Because I was getting what I wanted from you.
Yeah.
Because I was getting this, and this is what I
wanted.
But
you don't have to be in a relationship to do that. You don't have to. A relationship requires acknowledgement. Once you've established the acknowledgement piece, you really don't have to do that to get what you want. I mean,
definitely.
But that part is pretty useless.
But I'm even still, like, they acknowledge that we're in a relationship, but they ignore, like, for instance, like, if the person's like an alcoholic, and then it leads to other things.
How do you just go to an extreme like alcoholism?
No, I mean, it happens. It happens in a relationship. There are some people that are alcoholics. You know what I mean? And then, but if you ignore those signs when, I guess, y'all were courting or dating, you know, just for the simple fact that, oh man, nobody else is going to talk to me, you know, it's been a long time since I've been in a relationship, I'm just going to go ahead and go with this because I don't know if anything else will happen if this doesn't work out. Those situations, I think, are something where you should just back out of it.
This is my issue, because I think we live in a society where society has created this picture of what a perfect relationship is supposed to be, or a successful relationship is supposed to be. I feel like I have Chipotle in my teeth right now. But that's, as I digress, don't look.
You put out something that I have to examine to make sure that you're good.
I have to examine. I'm just making sure my mouth is good.
I mean, you're talking, so your mouth is open.
Oh my God.
So I'm just making sure there's, like, there's no beans or something stuck, or no bean skin stuck in your teeth.
No.
And I've done my...
No, black man, no.
I've done my analysis, and you're good.
Theo is like, let me put on my dentist hat. And inspect your teeth.
Open up.
Pause.
Did Theo go again?
Pause.
It's like you just have a GPS to the line.
Siri, where is the line?
So wait, am I lost?
Let me do it. I think this is what Theo's trying to say. So let's say person A and person B get together because they like to go partying, right? Mm-hmm. They met each other at a party. They like to go party, and they're doing that. So then a baby happens, right? So the mom is at home, and the dude still is going out partying because that's what he's done. That's what he do. That's what he does to enjoy himself.
That's how they met.
Mom might have a problem with that, right? He's like, I'm with this baby. You're not about to leave me here with this baby with myself. He's like, I just need to unwind a little bit, you know, just let me go party or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. She might have a problem with that. She was like, because we have a new situation, things need to change. He was like, well, I don't want things to change. Or vice versa. She has a baby. She did a baby there with him. She go to work. He's like, yo, you just had this baby. You gonna leave me here. Like, it doesn't matter. It could be either way. But you see how it would, both people have the same, it's the same.
Startup point.
But. Yeah, same startup point. They're still doing what they've always done, but because there's a change in the dynamic of the relationship, one person might want it to change, or a change needs to happen, where the other person might be like, no, just because this happened doesn't mean there has to be a change in what I do.
I mean, it's an interesting premise. I think...
I mean, partying is kind of a... I think it's like, kind of a reach, but more like what he was saying with like maybe alcoholism or watching TV or anything like that. It could be anything.
Laziness.
Yeah, it's like even if neither of them can go party anymore, but that's what they bonded over. Do you have something else that you can bond over other than that child to keep you together?
Or to keep it more simple, like you dating somebody that doesn't really have a lot going for them, but they don't show any drive to better their life.
That's why most of my relationships.
You know what I mean? But you stick it out for whatever reason.
I don't stick it out. I gotta go. I gotta go. What you mean, stick it out? I got to go.
Oh, not even just you, but just somebody else. They'll stick it out because they don't think they'll find anything else.
That happens a lot.
That does happen a lot. People stick around settling. With. It's called settling.
Settle. Yeah.
It's called settling. Settle. I like the situation that I'm in because we are in a relationship, but we love in a very detached way. You have your life, I have my life, but when we're together, we enjoy each other's space. We don't annoy each other.
I think that's still a beautiful thing though, because it's unique to what you have.
It doesn't have to look like
everybody else. Right,
everybody else.
So I have a question with that. Do you think that's sustainable in the long run?
Yes.
But to piggyback off of what Josh said, if y'all didn't have the physical aspect of your relationship, how strong would it be? Like, how strong would your foundation be if y'all didn't have that? Like, for instance, if you were to go to them, like, I think we should potentially hold this off, just, you know, because I'm feeling a sort of way. Not sure future-wise where we would be. Let's hold this off and see if we could connect somewhere else.
That's the part.
I don't think that's necessary, though.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessary either. That's where I was getting to. Mm-hmm. That I don't think that's necessary. I think people have to accept their connections however their connection happens.
Right.
You have to accept it for what it is. Mm-hmm. And relationships evolve. Mm-hmm. And the kind of relationships that don't evolve are the relationships that you should worry about. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm okay because our relationship evolves. It's at least...
It's growing.
It's growing. It's moving. It's moving in directions.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was speaking in a sense of, like, if you had like a certain doubt about your relationship and where it is right now, like if you were concerned that it was just physical, you didn't feel a connection outside of that. That's what I was getting at.
Luckily, I could have that conversation.
Okay.
Because I think that would be worth a conversation. Mm-hmm. Because most women, won't have the conversation out of fear of running away the man to begin with.
Yeah,
and what they will do, or what we will do, is something stupid, like test them. Mm-hmm. Because when you test them, that just makes the whole situation worse. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like your relationship is completely physical, the first thing a woman's going to do is stop. You. She's gonna stop having sex with you because I feel overwhelmed. I feel like our relationship is only physical. Da, 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 da. You don't love me, and so just it.
And that's a mistake. Mm-hmm. That's a mistake. That's something you should not do. Don't
preach.
And the only reason why I know that now is because I did it with the relationship. Now.
There it is.
I did that and it backfired miserably.
Yep.
Which is how we ended up with the birthday bitch. But I'm not going to talk about the birthday bitch because...
It's not her fault.
No, it is.
How?
Because she's a birthday bitch.
It wasn't her fault.
It was her fault.
Bitch.
She's
the birthday bitch. She doesn't address this female...
I don't even know the bra's name.
Outside of anything that's positive. It's always a negative insult.
The birthday bitch.
Even though she did absolutely nothing wrong to jeopardize the situation, she came in it blind.
We were actually talking about the birthday bitch last night. On the way, he was dropping me off home. And he was talking about... He said, are you over it? I said, oh yeah, I'm over it. I just call it the birthday bitch for comedic effect at this point. But... Because he thought it was... funny. He just like
the boogaboo.
When he saw it in the text message, he said, oh, she's mad for real. It's like, yeah, I'm hot. Yeah. I'm pissed.
I dealt with many vents while I was taking her home because she was just super irate about it.
Vents?
I was going
she
off.
Was venting super.
I was going off about the birthday bitch.
Yeah.
And he told me he took her to the movies and took her to dinner. I said, so you shelled out money so this birthday bitch couldn't feel like a hoe?
Wait.
It was a requirement of hers. He had to
was
take her out on a date.
Her birthday?
No.
It was his birthday.
But we had an argument the Sunday before his birthday. The Sunday before his birthday, he thought we were over.
See,
it was
a huge misunderstanding.
It was a huge misunderstanding because I said we were over. Yes. I did. I said, I don't want you. I don't want to fool with you. I don't want to mess with you. You get on my nerves. I got to get rid of you. And what I was really hoping for was for him to fight for me. It's like, no, baby, I want you. I love you. Don't go. No. And that didn't happen.
When she was venting to me for that week, she didn't tell me that. She never told me that until the end of this whole dramatic situation.
Classic.
She never admitted that. I was on her side the whole time.
It was a learning moment for me in the moment. Never test the dude because he will go and find him a birthday bitch. Then your feelings going to be hurt.
Nikki learned a valuable lesson.
I did. I had he said last night, he said, you always trying to get me. I said, I ain't doing that no more. He said, for real? I said, that's how we ended up with a birthday bitch. I will not say anything of the sort.
Inside, I was so mad at you because you withheld that information from me.
Because it wasn't pertinent.
It was.
She just wanted somebody on her side.
I needed someone on my side. But you
and
know
I
who was.
Was
on my side? All my girls were on my side. That's all that mattered. That's all
that
freaking
mattered.
But did
you tell him that though?
Yeah. Because every girl knows, if I say I don't want you, I don't really mean that I don't want you. You're not supposed to go nowhere.
Okay, but guys aren't mind readers either. If you tell us blatantly,
I know that now.
Up front, that's what you expect.
Everyone
that's what
has
you
told
want,
that
they gonna
for,
do that.
Forever. Because, guys are stupid. Guys are dumb.
Guys
not
are,
stupid or dumb. We look, we just.
We listen.
Yeah, we just listen.
We listen.
We just need you to tell us exactly.
You don't sit here and tell a man we're through, but we're really not through. I'm just,
because
I want you to
do. Because you're supposed to catch the hint.
What's the hint?
What's the hint? Is I want you to want me.
So
act
say
like
that.
You want me.
Why not just say that?
Say that. Say
how
that.
Hard
I feel
is
like
that?
You don't want me.
Well,
you,
I know that
I need
now.
You to take a day and just. Devote to me. Just show me your devotion real quick because
well,
I'm not
know,
feeling it.
Look, okay, I get
know.
It.
You over
I
here playing
they,
games and this man is retired.
I wasn't playing a game.
Shoot.
I was just hoping. I was just hoping that maybe your retarded ass would understand.
See, then you throw insult. Think that's
what's going. But see, that's the thing. It's like you said you was done.
I did.
You tell me you done. I'm already hurt. I'm like, dang. But then you was like, I don't want to deal with you. I'm done with you. I gotta get rid of you. And I'm just like,
first
oh.
of all, I was
hold
like,
on.
Oh.
And then you got stuff like, oh. wait, I didn't know you was feeling this type of way. Like, of course I was feeling this type of way. But like, but this is what you just told me.
But this was the jacked up part because we argued Sunday. By the time Saturday had rolled around and it was his birthday weekend, I already knew. I already felt the shift in the atmosphere. That
I'm sorry.
It was.
Tomorrow's the day.
I was like, there was another broad. Foot.
It's all gone.
Oh, yes.
It's another woman. Thank God. I felt a shift in the force. It was a shift in the force. I was like, ooh, I know he didn't do what I thought he did. Yes, he did. So I sent him a text message on Sunday, and I was just like, did you get some birthday cookie? And he said, yeah. And I was just like, did you?
Did you expect the man not to?
So we spent a good 2 weeks and it was bad. I ignored him. I walked into the room and he was there. I hugged everybody at the table except him and I walked away. I was chilly. It was really, really chilly. Look, but I realized in that particular moment how wrong I was, because I should have communicated exactly how I felt, because we weren't in a relationship and we weren't together, but we were really only dealing with each other, and I really didn't express to him that I really liked him and I really do want to see where this goes. And I realized that men are kind of stupid, and you have to have the conversation because they will not catch the hint.
You were the only one conducting yourself like you were in a relationship. You were the only one.
Actually, no.
It doesn't matter. It does not matter how I conduct myself. I need words of affirmation.
To clearly,
know where we are.
But that was another thing that I realized. I realized men need just as much confirmation as women do. Mm-hmm. They need just as much confirmation as women do in terms of their dealings, because a woman will never be in a relationship unless she expressed to the man that you are really the only one that I kind of want to mess with and the only one I want to be with. 100%. So we base assumptions. We throw out hints like this, like, I know you're not ready for a relationship, and we're expecting you to say, baby, I want you. Mm-hmm. But we can't do that. It's like, we have to kind of get off our high horse, and a whole lot of women like to go with their a man who finds a wife, finds a good thing. Yeah, but that don't mean you don't shoot your shot. So,
that humble pie.
That one little taste of humble pie was all I needed. I will never do that shit in Duke and Beat. Never again. I will speak my mind and say my truth.
If there is a lesson learned for today, is ladies, men are not mind readers.
We're not.
You need to tell them exactly how you feel.
Exactly. Look, we've had a whole lifetime of guessing and being
wrong.
So we do not like to guess. We're going to go by what you say. You tell us we done, we done.
You have to be on a legitimate spiritual connection in order to truly guess how your partner is feeling.
I will never do that again. Never, ever, ever.
I hope you don't.
Never again. I told her that last time. I was like, I will never do that shit again. Never. I was never so close to being so mad, and never so close to slashing your ties at the same time. I was like, and I know you weren't exactly wrong, but you were wrong.
Day-Day's baby mama moment right here. Day-Day's baby mama about to throw the brick right through the window.
Oh, gosh.
First of all, I sat in my cubicle for a good hour thinking about a way to jack up his
You were car. Real emotional.
Oh, I was real.
Do you know what's funny, though? Do you know what's funny, though? Because I was almost in that situation. I'm not going to say that the same words were said, but the same situation was where it was, we were in a situationship. My only situationship was in a situationship, and she got mad at me for no reason. Or she thought I blew her off. I'm like, I had stuff to do. I told you I had stuff to do. Like, I came to you as soon as I could. She got mad at me. So she was like, all right, well, you don't got to deal with, like, having to do anything with me no more. And if she was expecting me to come back and come after her. I didn't talk to her for 7 months.
This ain't the movies. This ain't the movies.
Like,
we was just talking about it in the car.
But that's why I think when I have kids, they're not going to watch TV. that's why I think they're not watching TV as kids, because that whole we want you to come for us, mm-hmm. to run for us,
Knight
to chase
shining
us,
armor.
Comes from a movie, and want the fairy tale.
Is it? Because I feel like the books are worse.
The books are worse. So, but we try our damnedest to recreate the book.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you, because if she just straight reading, you know, or your son or your daughter just straight reading, I feel like it's going to be even more skewed than current television.
But I will never discourage my kid from reading, because it creates imagination. It creates creativity. However,
you just got to.
There's a reason.
You got to limit it, though.
You don't got to limit it. You just got to point in the right direction.
But there's a reason why they call a TV an idiot box.
Oh yeah, well there's a reason why. It's terrible. Mm-hmm. It's just no, we have created this false story and I will never do that again.
Basically just never roles again. That men should do and what women should do when it comes to courting.
I mean, 100%, you know, right now, like, the most watched stuff is reality television.
Oh, yeah.
And which is not reality.
Exactly, which we know isn't reality. But
it doesn't matter. It's the drama that we like.
Exactly. But if you notice that we're gravitating and recreating and mirroring that twisted reality that we see.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sad.
It's crazy.
It's projections, man. It's what we project, what we want everybody else to see and think this is what life is like.
Well, see, Fox. See, that's the thing. The way psychology works is you take in your surroundings, right? And that is your perception of reality. So if you watch TV all day, that is your perception of reality. Yep. And that is how you will act. Because that is your perception of how you're supposed to act.
Factuals.
What I learned from Nikki's situation is, if she's venting, I'm gonna get the other side of the story first before I choose a side. I will remain neutral.
What you should learn from Nikki's story today is that don't be like Nikki. Be better than Nikki, because Nikki was an idiot.
Learn from Nikki.
Learn from Nikki's mistakes, like Nikki learned from Nikki's mistakes.
Nikki, you need to go ahead and just pre-bake them humble pies so you don't have to worry about it.
I ain't baking nothing.
Look, y'all, we preach it from day one. We gonna keep preaching. Communication. Say what you mean what you say.
Amen.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
Yeah. Be truthful today.
Amen, Brother Josh.
I learned in a very hard way to communicate exactly, clearly and concisely, exactly what it is that I want and what exactly I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's working out.
Slipped up and gave him a half a win. Not even a whole win, because women will never be. They'll never admit
that. I'm going to give him a half a win on this one.
Exactly. So never give him a whole win. Just a half a win.
No, I'll give him a whole win on occasion, but this one he doesn't.
Because in some way, he still messed up somewhere in that story.
Look, if the birthday didn't put in, he would have a whole win.
It's not her fault.
He would have a whole win. But because we have a birthday bitch.
The birthday bitch was a necessary thing in order for this story to come about. If there was no birthday bitch, you would have no reason to be mad.
You know what, Nikki? At the end of the day, you have to be thankful to the birthday bitch, because if it wasn't for
she brought y'all
bitch,
together.
You would not be where
she
you
brought
are.
Y'all together. Give this woman MVP.
I don't know if she gets MVP. You might get a participation trophy.
MVP?
No.
No, she gets.
You get a participation trophy,
not a trophy, not a certificate.
Participation certificate,
and not even a good one.
But she got to cut down her own tree.
Her name is misspelled and the ink is smudged.
Bruh. You just got a certificate. You got to fill your own name in.
Yep. It's not even dated. This ain't even official. No. All right. What time is it?
Time for us to go back to work.
Gosh. Time for us to go back to work.
Break's over, y'all.
Break's over. This was good.
This was good.
Catch y'all next time.
It's been real.
You already know.
Yep.
Peace out. Peace.